This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show with John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell. Now, Glacier Banks Community Conversations. 15 minutes with one of Northwest Montana's newsmakers.
Glacier Banks totally free checking saves you both time and money. Visit your nearest Glacier Bank office today. There's a convenient location near you. Glacier Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. And from my observations, one of the hardest working members of the Montana legislature I've known for a long time, Tony Brockman. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. And don't that sir stuff scares the heck out of me, man. It sounds military. I'm way too disorganized for that. Hey, Tony, I got to ask you a question, bud. You accomplished an awful lot in your freshman year.
I did, in
the legislature, and it was not an easy legislature to be a part of. There was a lot of forces going on there. You were able to bring back some great legislation for us here for your district in Evergreen. Have you been given any indication why the Flathead County Republican Central Committee endorsed your opponent?
I have not. No, I have not spoken to anyone from the Flathead County Republican Central Committee. Frankly, in all honesty, I think it's because, and they also didn't endorse Representative Courtney Springer. And I think, in all honesty, it's because that we were too effective. You know, I'm going to be honest here.
Yeah, please, please.
Flathead County has a history of sending representatives to Helena who spend 16 years down there. And they only pass one or two bills. And, you know, they're not that effective. And Courtney and I, Representative Springer and I, went down there. We did what our constituents wanted us to do. And we showed up every single day. And we worked our tails off. You know, Courtney focused on, you know, acts like the SAFER Act, $100 million in infrastructure improvements to our community, most directly the West Reserve expansion. I focused on getting sidewalks in my community, which, you know, as an Evergreen kid, I walked those cow trails. And I think there is a subsection of Republicans in this community who don't like that. I think the fact that we went down there and we were so effective and built relationships, which Helena is all about building relationships and being effective. I don't think that they liked that. I think it scared them. And I think that it scared them because they now have to work harder for their constituents.
Interesting. You know, I take your point on this. My wife, Judy, spent quite a few years in Helena. Her uncle, Ed Carney, was a state senator. And through those relationships, I mean, she's got uncles and aunts that were very effective, not just in the state Supreme Court, but in the legislature and in the governor's office. She herself worked in the Office of Public Public Instruction. So, yeah, she has those relationships, and those relationships are still happening today. And this was 30 years ago before she went overseas. So, yeah, I get that. I get that. And this is the one thing that the governor has stressed, that, boy, you guys got in there and you rolled up your sleeves and you just said, look, what can we do? How can we, this is what our district needs. How do we, you know, guide me through this?
Exactly. You know, and from day one, moment one, Representative Springer and I went to bat for our constituents and like I said, worked our tails off. You know, she has her own set of bills, which hopefully she's on to talk about. I focused a lot on the governor's red tape relief initiative, which reduced burdensome red tape. You know, we have a lot of red tape in this state, yeah. And I don't recall the exact numbers, but we cut something like 20,000 lines of red tape in this state. Everything from, as an example, it was once required to disclose your Huckleberry Patch location, which Northwest...
Nobody would do that.
Exactly. We were all breaking the law.
Nobody would do that.
I know, right? To some of the stuff I focused on, which was assisting some of our local tavern owners and winemakers in just doing, enabling them to do their job better and assist their business, you know, providing on-site storage and little things like that that aren't, that don't seem like a big deal to you and I, but to somebody actually doing their job and making a living doing their job, it really makes a difference, you know. And those are the issues that my community sent me to work on, as well as community safety, which sidewalks in Evergreen are safety for the kids of Evergreen. They are absolutely safety.
Why has it taken us so long to get those? Darla Harmon was in the other day, and of course, a famous story. She says, you know, I first started working on this sidewalk project when he started the first grade at Evergreen School, and he got married here last summer.
Logan is now married. Absolutely. That's a good question. You know, that's a good question. I don't know. Evergreen, of course, being an unincorporated community, doesn't have any formal government structure. And Evergreen has always been a very blue-collar community. My grandparents came to Evergreen right after the 1964 flood. They actually had to wait a little bit they bought an off-brand Sears house because they couldn't afford the Sears house.
This is after the 1964 flood.
Yes. And so they actually had to wait a little bit because the ground was so wet that the trucks couldn't assemble the house, because they were sinking into the ground.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Right. Now obviously I wasn't around in 1964, but, my mother and her siblings walked those same routes to schools, probably darn near when LaSalle was a gravel road.
Be careful when you say that, because I can remember that.
And then my siblings and I did that, because we grew up in the same neighborhood as my mom. A lot of Evergreen kids have that same story. And, you know, thanks to Darla Harmon and her group, getting the transportation assistance money in 2021, we were able to build on their success and bring this home, this second phase home for the kids of Evergreen and for the families of Evergreen. You know, the first phase, which is now under construction there, I think from Cottonwood, they're up to TJ Wentz location.
Really? Okay.
So the project is moving fast. Please watch out. Construction crews are operating now.
We actually had a crash there in front of McDonald's yesterday morning.
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah,
those are the things that I heard on the doors. People, now is the time to do it. We had the money, we had the wherewithal, and I had just enough, I was using my, everyone talks about political capital, mm-hmm. building up enough political capital. Well, I was using it on credit card. As soon as I was getting it, I was spending it on the kids of Evergreen and sidewalks of Evergreen.
And it's fascinating to me that, at least here in Kalispell and in Evergreen, we've elected two people who actually grew up here.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up here. Now, my perception of this is a lot different than yours because I grew up here, about 20 years sooner than you did. But nonetheless, when you have that kind of background, it makes you want to work a little bit harder to make things happen, to make things better for your community.
It absolutely does. That is a great point. You know, I know my community. I was born and raised in Evergreen, and I know what those people. What we want, what we need, and what we don't want. Like I said, Evergreen is very blue collar. It's very I would say, conservative libertarian. They want to be left alone. They don't want you looking in their backyard. And they want you to focus on things that actually matter, which is why, you know, a lot of those red tape bills are the nuts and bolts government issues. Mm-hmm. And getting government out of our lives and out of our huckleberry patches.
Okay. And we'll talk some more with Tony Brockman, and Evergreen is on his mind, and you'll understand why after this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The first time you heard them, it took your breath away. The time you missed their performance, you promised yourself you'd be at their next show. Either way, you're about to be absolutely thrilled. This is Kristen Dunn for Glacier Bank, member FDIC. Go over to your kitchen calendar and mark down April 27th and 28th. Saturday evening starting at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m., our amazing Valley Voices Community Choir will dazzle one and all with their Night at the Movies concert, featuring your favorite movie songs. This will be their 24th year of electrifying audiences. Glacier High School Auditorium is the place to be. Glacier Bank encourages you to come to this free event. Our hills are alive with the sounds of music. Our Valley Voices are calling.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is John Hendricks.
And today we're talking with Kalispell and Evergreen District 8 representatives, Tony Brockman. So, Tony, one of the things that we've talked about a lot here with just about everybody in elected office, you say, I was elected to do this. And I've always been a little bit nervous about that, because when you say, I was elected to do something, you were elected by, you know, by people who supported you, okay? But now that you're elected, you represent all of the people in your district, not just the ones who voted for you.
Yeah.
Even the ones who didn't vote for you. How do you deal with that in Evergreen?
Yeah, well, and keep in mind, my district is, of course, Evergreen, but it also extends up to Whitefish Stage. And a lot of times those are two different people.
Yeah.
But they have the same priorities, right? They want good schools. They want good education. They want good roads, right? Every time I have an opportunity to speak to somebody in person or on the doors who's a constituent, whether they voted for me in 2022 or not, I take them through. Actually, I listen to them. I think most of all, people want a representative who listens, who cares, and then goes out and does the work that they say they're going to do. And that's what I did. You know, I focused on community safety. I focused on business growth. And I focused on strengthening our infrastructure. And that's what I intend to do when I go back in 2024. And as well as finding a real tangible solution to property tax reduction. You know, that's what I'm hearing on the doors as well this year.
Oh, I'll bet.
I know that I voted against the special session. There was a call for a special session that would have required us to go to Helena. Our current property tax structure is antiquated. It's 50 years in the making. It relied on a time in which, you know, men were working in our timber industry. The aluminum plant was going full bore.
My gosh, the aluminum plant actually employed 50% of the population of Columbia Falls at the time.
Right. And that's when our tax structure, was created. And it's the last time we had serious reform. And so I didn't want to go to Helena for 2 days, put $208 in my pocket, and not come up with a serious solution that would actually make an impact. And so what I'm going to be relying on is the governor's property tax task force, the tax interim committee, and 90 days in Helena for us to come up with a serious, tangible solution to property tax reduction for all Montanans. Especially our seniors and our folks that have been here multiple generations. And that stuff, that takes time. You know, as I've been telling people on the doors, you know, it's taken 50 years for us to get into this mess. I guarantee you the solution that comes out of a two-day special session is actually going to harm you, not hurt you. And the only thing it's going to do is put $104 a day in my pocket and take money out of yours. You know, I think this might not be an accurate number, but it's close. A special session costs anywhere between $300,000 and $500,000 to just pop up the tent that is the legislature. You know, you got to pay staff, you got to pay the legislatures, everyone comes to town. That's an expensive proposition. That's a risky proposition for us to undertake when there isn't a serious, you know, long-term solution that actually will benefit average Montanans.
Not only that, but once the legislature is assembled, they can take up anything they want.
Exactly. We can.
This thing could have really gone, you could still be there.
That's right. Anything we want, we can do in the legislature. Let me say that better. Once the legislature is in session, we can take up whatever we want. So just calling a special session based on, you know, the idea of property tax relief, we may not actually take up any bills that have to do with property tax. We could get into any area we want. And that is not fair to the average people of Montana.
No, no. I want to talk here a little bit more about your constituents in Evergreen. Evergreen is growing, just like the rest of Northwest Montana. And one of the things we're dealing with is, water and sewer. You need water. In order to grow, you need sewer. In order to get rid of the stuff that we don't want, Evergreen has been using these facilities of the Kalispell wastewater treatment plant on Airport Road now, almost since it was built. Is it time for Evergreen to have its own system?
I think so. But that takes planning, and I've been working with, for about 6 months, I've been working with the Evergreen Water and Sewer District on coming up with a plan of what those upgrades to the system look like. And there's a whole lot I can't say right now, but what we're working towards is a planning grant that will help the sewer, with the Water and Sewer District, begin to come up with that next great vision, which probably means expanding north, expanding the system north. And last week I had the opportunity to invite our state budget director, Ryan Osmondson, and our commerce director, Paul Green, up here to speak to the Water and Sewer District staff and get a tour of their facility. And they were able to see the need for updates and expansion to the system. And they were able to help out the district staff in pointing to specific grants at the state level that might be available to assist in that early stage of planning.
Hmm. Okay, so there is something going on.
There is something going on. Details are not yet firm, so I don't feel comfortable broadcasting that. But we are beginning to talk about the future of the Evergreen Water and Sewer District.
Let's keep in mind that because of Evergreen's proximity to the Flathead River and the aquifer being fairly close to the surface there, you need to do something, or we're going to have bad stuff in the Flathead River.
100%. And there are areas of Evergreen and Helena Flats that the water level is just below the surface. I know the airport expansion, their phase one expansion is designed. The concrete's basically acts as a bathtub because the water is up around the basement of the airport.
Really?
Yeah.
Whew. Okay. Well, we know that that's been a problem, and the county is dealing with it with the septage plant that's going to be built south of town. So we can't just put it on fields anymore. We've got to do something with it. And so a little bit of long-range planning here.
You know, and that's an important point. One of the things that, you know, I'm a Rotarian. I'm part of a Kalispell Daybreak Rotary. And one of the things we learned, I think, last year was if you're planning a summer event, whether it be a wedding, whether it be a brew fest, whether it be a your family gathering, and you need Port-a-John services, that's pretty much the first thing that you have to get, because farmers' fields are disappearing and farmers aren't as keen to let Port-a-John companies spread the substances on their fields anymore, and because DEQ permits aren't as bountiful as they once were, they only have so much capacity. Port-a-John companies now only have so many fields that they can spread their waste on.
Oh my gosh.
And so I know the Brewfest, the Great Bear Brewfest, was almost canceled last year because we couldn't get Port-a-John services. Which is, it's a funny thing that we have to think about, that, you know, when you're planning an event, Port-a-Johns are the first thing that you have to grab, just the availability of them.
We should point out that the health department and the city requires you have a certain number of those based on how many people are going to attend.
Exactly.
And you can't vary from that.
No. You know, and that's, it's one of those things that, now is a great time to begin. Our community has grown a lot. And, you know, born and raised here, I remember when there was a lot of gaps on Highway 2 and Highway 93 that are now full of commercial spaces. We have to catch our infrastructure up to where we currently are as a community. And it's going to take time, and it's some days aren't going to be fun as you're waiting in traffic. But now's the time to do it. And that's what I want to be a part of in this next legislature, strengthening our infrastructure going back to Helena to focus on property tax reform and the things that really matter for the people of Evergreen and North Kalispell.
Tony Brockman is our guest this morning. He is the current Evergreen District 8 and Kalispell District 8 representative in Helena. So, you got a kind of an event this afternoon that we want to make sure that people know about so they can come talk to you just like I have. We'll do that after this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do looks matter? In this case, yes. You're here with Cambria Ulrich for Glacier Bank, member FDIC. If you take pride in the way our town looks, and we have a feeling you do, you'll help clean the fish April 27th. Caring locals gather at Glacier Bank, 319 East 2nd Street at 8:30 a.m. Coffee, juice, and breakfast in the parking lot, then out into nearby neighborhoods to tidy things up. Trash bags, gloves, and reflective vests will be provided. Back at the bank, lunch is served at 11:30. High fives and big thanks for all your hard work, plus prizes. $100 gift card for adults and 2 bikes in different sizes for kids. Glacier Bank appreciates you being there for cleaning the fish and for taking pride in our community. The way our town looks makes a difference. What truly matters? Your caring.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is John Hendricks.
Well, I hope you've gotten a lot of good information from District 8 Representative Tony Brockman this morning. We've talked about a variety of subjects and the challenges that we face here in Northwest Montana and what we can do about them when we go to the next session of the legislature. This afternoon, you have an event, and you're going to get a chance to talk directly with some folks. Tom, tell me about this event.
Yeah, absolutely. Today at the NMAR location, the Northwest Montana Association of Realtors at 110 Cooperative Way in Evergreen behind Flathead Electric is a candidate forum for House District 8. Everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome as long as there's enough room in the room, right? And so we're going to be there talking about what the Evergreen Chamber and NMAR have a list of questions prepared for us. And we're going to be talking to folks about what really matters to them. We'll be giving our stump speeches. We'll be talking to people. And I invite everyone out to come and hear what we have to say.
Okay, so it's this afternoon at NMAR's offices. There, it's right behind, I'm not really sure where that is.
Right on Cooperative Way, off of Reserve, kind of by Highway 2, behind Flathead Electric.
Okay.
What else? There's other businesses back there. It's from 4 to 5:30 p.m. At 110 Cooperative Way in Evergreen. It's hosted. It's a joint event hosted by the Northwest Montana Association of Realtors and the Evergreen Chamber of Commerce.
All right. So you will be there, and I assume your opponent will be there?
Yes, as well as my Democratic opponent.
Okay. So all three of you are going to be there, and you guys will be have an opportunity to converse back and forth with everybody who attends.
Yes.
All right. It would be a worthwhile event for anybody. Tony Brockman, thank you so much for a very direct and honest conversation this morning.
Thank you, sir.
It's Glacier Banks Community Conversations. There's that sir thing again. It's a service of Glacier Bank where your checking is totally free. Just about anywhere you are in Northwest Montana, you'll find a Glacier Bank office nearby. Keeping you connected to your friends and your community, that's an important part of the mission of Glacier Bank. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.